SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Senate has advanced the annual defense policy bill on an overwhelmingly bipartisan vote that sets up final passage later in the week. Here's correspondent Bernie Bennett with the latest.
The National Defense Authorization Act, or NDAA, of 2026 is one of the must-pass legislative packages that Congress deals with on an annual basis, and it unlocked billions of dollars in funding for the Pentagon and several other defense-related items. Lawmakers pushed the colossal authorization package through a key procedural hurdle on a 76-20 vote. Senators will get their chance to tweak the package with several amendment votes in the coming days. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
A congressional committee report says the police chief in Washington pressured subordinates to manipulate department data to artificially lower that city's crime rates. Now, the report from the House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform accuses Metropolitan Police Department Chief Pamela Smith of threatening and punishing police commanders who presented her with spikes in crime in the city. Additional videos have been released in the hunt for the weekend school shooter.
After releasing an initial suspect in the Brown University shooting over the weekend, authorities have now released three new videos of the man they believe carried out the attack. In the videos, which were shot about 2 hours before the shooting, the man was wearing a mask and a two-tone jacket. Although his face is not visible, the videos provide the clearest images yet of the suspect, Providence Police Chief Colonel Oscar Perez.
Again, we're asking for the public assistance in identifying this individual that we're about to show you, and we'll release this video on Twitter.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And this is SRN News. Well, the best female tennis player in the world does not want to play against men.
During a recent interview on the Piers Morgan Show, WTA number one ranked Aryna Sabalenka says men who are living as women should not be allowed to compete against actual biological women. Several former tennis greats, including Serena Williams and Martina Navratilova, have offered similar sentiments. A global backlash against men invading women's sports is being led by female athletes and feminist leaders. Michael Harrington reporting.
A group of Syrian American Jews has registered a non-governmental organization in Syria. It's a bid to restore Jewish heritage in a country where the once sizable religious minority has shrunk to almost nothing. Syrian government spokesman Hind Kamat says the establishment of the Jewish Heritage in Syria Foundation is a step for all of us to tell the world our country has room for all. This is SRN News. A Hong Kong media king could be spending a long time behind bars.
Jimmy Lai, the pro-democracy former Hong Kong media mogul and outspoken critic of Beijing, was convicted in a landmark national security trial in the city's court on Monday. It could send him to prison for the rest of his life. Three government-vetted judges found Lai, 78, guilty of conspiring with others to collude with foreign forces to endanger national security and conspiracy to publish seditious articles. He pleaded not guilty to all charges. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Shares have tumbled in Asia, and U.S. futures also fell ahead of the release of U.S. employment and inflation reports that could drive the direction of interest rates eventually. Tuesday, Tokyo's Nikkei 225 lost 1.2% for the day, the Hang Seng in Hong Kong down 2%. More details at srnnews.com.